This is the KVNF Regional News for Monday, January 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. State Republicans are pushing a handful of bills aimed largely at repealing Colorado's new gun laws passed by Democrats last year. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that so far, only two of the eight Republican-led efforts to scale back gun regulations have been scheduled for hearings. One would do away with concealed carry permits, and the other one would get rid of the newly required universal background checks of all gun sales in the state. Republicans are also pushing bills that would allow concealed carry on campus and reverse the state's new limit on gun magazines that have more than 15 rounds. The House Judiciary Committee is set to hear one of the bills on Thursday, and a Senate committee will be looking at another one on February 3rd. And House Republicans are also set to introduce two different compromise bills this week on Colorado's new renewable energy law. Senate Bill 252 was passed last year. It requires rural electric co-ops to get 20% of their power from renewable energy sources by 2020. As the Denver Post reports, one of the Republican-led bills being introduced this week would drop that number to 15%, while the other would extend the deadline to the year 2025. Democratic House Speaker Mark Ferrandino hasn't sounded too confident that the bill will pass, saying both parties already tried and failed to compromise on the law last year. The two Republican bills will be taken up by the House Transportation and Energy Committee this Wednesday and Thursday. Colorado U.S. Senators Mark Udall and Michael Bennett both say they're working on getting federal money back to counties on the Western Slope. According to the Daily Sentinel, the senators recently told a public lands committee in Denver that they were pushing to have the payment in lieu of taxes program, otherwise known as PLINT, included in the National Farm Bill. That program gives money to counties who have large areas of federal land that can't be taxed. Many communities across the Western Slope depend on the money for things like building roads and schools. Both senators say they're confident the PLINT program will be funded this year, but they haven't said they would vote against the Farm Bill if it's not. Several measures aimed at preventing and fighting wildfires are beginning to move through the State House. They include a tax credit for homeowners to cut down trees and brush, grants to help firefighters buy equipment, and a death benefit for seasonal firefighters killed in the line of duty. As part of our Capital Conversation series, Benta Berkland analyzes the proposals and looks at why lawmakers are rejecting bolder policy choices.
Joining me, we have Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. Prior to this session beginning, there was an interim committee of lawmakers studying issues surrounding wildfires. The state, as people know, has been grappling with devastating and destructive wildfires. Now we're starting to see some of the legislation roll out. Joe, are you surprised by what you're seeing?
Yes and no. In addition to that legislative committee that met over the summer, the governor also had his own task force that came up with much stronger recommendations, which the legislative committee looked at and said, I don't think so. What the governor's committee recommended was a fee, if you're going to live in the forest, for making sure that the area gets cleaned up, dead brush gets cleared out, minimum statewide building code to make sure that people aren't building with really flammable materials, just a much stronger, stricter attitude toward people who choose to make their home in the forest. Legislators, they didn't want to do that sort of heavy-handed approach. What they're basically doing is, I call it all carrot, no stick.
And as Joe was mentioning, a lot of these recommendations are pretty controversial. There was one to update the mapping system so you could get down to a specific property and see what the fire risk is on that property. Realtors don't like that. Home builders don't. We've got concerns from local governments. They don't want mandates on them. You know, there's a lot of pushback.
There's a lot of pushback on it, and there just isn't the support on it in the Capitol. And because of that, you're seeing politics over wildfires. This was supposed to be the kumbaya issue for the legislature. I mean, Republicans and Democrats coming together on wildfire legislation. Instead, what we got this past week was dueling press conferences. First of all, with the governor and some Democrats, some Republicans talking about what many people are in the media are saying are modest, you know, responses to wildfire issues. Republicans say, especially Senator Steve King of Grand Junction, who wants the aerial firefighting fleet bill, saying it doesn't go far enough. Everything reminds me of this Grateful Dead song, Fire on the Mountain, and there's this great lyric from it, you know, almost ablaze, but you can't feel the heat. And that's exactly what Senator King was saying. Colorado's burning. We need this fleet. We need planes. We need, you know, we need to protect our water. I mean, the wildfire issue is really gone political. If these guys can't get it together on wildfires, what can they get it together on?
Some of the folks I talked to on the task force were disappointed, but at the same time thinking that during an election year they didn't expect much, and then also saying these are controversial, complicated policy changes. So they are hoping that maybe in a couple years the coalition will come together.
Sure, nothing ever happens right away in public policy. But at the same time, it's tough to go out and say that the legislature is doing really meaningful things this year. Overall, what I'm not hearing from either side really is just an admission and an acknowledgement that we realize that fire is a natural part of the ecosystem. Fire is as natural as snow, and it's as natural as trees growing and coyotes running around. Colorado's a harsh environment in many ways. It's dangerous, it's violent, and this is the place that we choose to live. This is reality, and I'm hearing a lot of, well, we can do a better job fighting fires. It's like we spend millions and millions of dollars a year fighting fires, and they just keep getting worse.
Thanks. That was Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF Regional News, this is Patricia Naft.